Millions of consumers have canceled their old landline telephone service and replaced it with wireless phones. But many seniors and people who live in rural areas still depend on landlines. Consumer watchdogs are making sure they don't lose them. Those who perhaps prefer a landline to a wireless phone because of potentially hazardous health effects still being debated, take heart. Olivia Wine of the National Consumer Law Center says landline phones will not disappear overnight.
Over half of residential customers still have landline and wireless.
But Wine says much of the copper wire pathway that phone calls travel from one landline telephone to another is being replaced by internet-based digital transmission. Telecom companies may benefit and are trying to convince regulators those calls have transformed into an information service with much less government regulation. Consumer groups say the result could be higher prices and almost no monitoring or enforcement against ripoffs. Anna Montez of the Utility Reform Network says new phones that are based on Internet Protocol, or IP, can lose their battery charge in the event of an emergency-related power outage.
And in many instances where there have been emergencies, people have relied upon payphone, people have relied on landline telephone service, and if we were to switch over to an entirely IP-based network, we could end up being in a real mess.
Montez says she's concerned some seniors are being urged to upgrade to new internet-based telephone services when their landline is fine.
But it's really being sold as this is old technology. It's not useful technology. Nobody is using that technology anymore. And it just really is not accurate. There's still a reliance by a lot of different folks on the older technology.
I'm Mark Shearer, California News Service.